You're listening to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, episode number 112.
ロシジャパポッドキャスト、エピソード112番をお送りします。
Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we are two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパことロストインジャパングリッシュのポッドキャストへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちがまぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で日頃体験する文化や言葉の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。
So today we're talking about moving and specifically moving our households and what do we do to prepare for that?
そうです。今日はお引っ越しにまつわる話なんですけれども、特に引っ越しの準備について話していきたいと思います。
I love that you put all in front of 引っ越し。
え、そう？
お引っ越しって聞いたことない。I don't think I've ever heard that before.
Really?、Mm-hmm. お引っ越しって言っちゃうね、役
は。Every once in a while, I come across folks who will use all in front of words that I had never heard of before. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.、Yeah.
そう、結構ね、下町の人とかはやるよね。しかも、さんをつける。
お引っ越しさん？
引っ越しはつけないんだけど、食べ物につけたりして、例えば、
はい、
豆とか、
はい、
豆をお豆っていう人もいるし、お豆さんっていう人とか結構いたし、
Oh, you know what? That actually does sound a little familiar.
でもそうでしょ？
はいはいはい。
そうそう。
So we both recently moved.、はい、you moved to your new house、うん、and I moved to my new house、うん、and I do think that there are differences between how one moves their household、はいはいはい、in Japan versus the US.、
うん、違うと思う。まあ、結構タイムリーなんで結構詳しく話せるのかなって思うんだけど、ちーちゃんはじゃあ自分の今回の引っ越しにどのくらい準備をした？例えば荷物を詰めたりするときに自分でまず詰めた。 I'm sorry, I'm asking you all these questions.
I know, I was like, I don't know how to quantify that.
はいはいはい。
Yeah, so we moved ourselves, meaning that everything besides the piano、uh-huh.We moved ourselves. We had no other professionals involved except for professional piano movers. And I think I did 100% of all the packing.
Oh my gosh. ちーちゃん一人で？
Yeah, because John was busy doing other aspects of moving for us,、where the packing of the dishes, packing of the books, packing of the clothes, like all that kind of stuff I definitely did.
はいはいはいはい。
So obviously because we live here in the States and we have a ginormous house and we have lots of storage room, we actually had、a lot of boxes and things like that. So I don't think we actually had to buy any boxes or、go get any boxes, only because I've moved enough times in my life that I had a ton of boxes.
なるほど。
I'm curious for you, like, you're like, 引っ越ししますって言って、like, what do you go do? What do you have to go buy? What do you need to prep for?
なるほど。まあ、引っ越しますって言った時に、自分で完全に引っ越しする場合は、例えばスーパーに行って段ボールをもらってくるとか、そういうことをするんだけれど、はい、例えば引っ越しだけ、今回のやっこの引っ越しとかは、パッキングとかは自分でやって、移動するのがちょっと遠かったから頼んだんだよね、はい、業者に。そうすると、段ボール、新しい段ボールをごっそり送ってくれるんだよね。
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
そう。新しい段ボールとガムテープと、はい、まずはそれをごっそり送ってきて、で、まあ、自分で詰めてねっていう感じなんだけど。But the funny thing is, some people here in Japan, they have people do it for them, the packing process.、
Yeah.
で、それがさ、結構すごいんだよね。綺麗に、丁寧にパッキングしてくれるから、結構頼んじゃう人多いんじゃないかなと思う、こっちだと。
Yeah, I feel like the service っていうのが、うん、I feel like it's like, there's a lot more of that in the moving process. うんうん、うん、even if with like moving appliances and big furniture, as well as the small stuff like packing.
そうそう。
で、ゴミとかもね、
そうそう。
大きいゴミが出た場合、こう、取りに来てくれる。
ゴミは取りに来てくれるし、お金も払わなきゃいけない時もあるんだけど、そのパッキング用の、like there's packing boxes for TVs, packaging things for beds, and それぞれの用のものがあるんだよね。 あれが結構すごいと思うんだけど、これはさすがにアメリカにはないだろうなって思ってんだけど。
Well, there's definitely special, like with the large TVs now, they are a little bit more complicated to move because you can't lay them down and you can't. So I don't know how people do that because I don't have a big fancy TV. どうやってやってんだろうねって思う。
だよね。例えばさ、自分たちでちーちゃんみたいに引っ越しするときに、自分たちの車でやるの？それとも車は借りるの？
Both. We did a lot of moving in our own vehicles because John has big trucks, so we were able to use them. But for the really big pieces of furniture, we did rent a U-Haul. There's a company called U-Haul, which is a popular company here where you can rent big moving trucks. And we just rented a trailer that we would pull in our car, but could hold big things.
それをジョンが運転するの？
はい。
あ、そう。
Yeah, we loaded it ourselves. Yeah.
Oh my god.
We call our friends, come and help. We called John's son, and his friend came and helped. And yeah, so we needed some strong guys to move the big heavy things.
男手がね、すごいね。今の家じゃなくて前の家に引っ越した時に、ヤコたちもトラックを借りたんだよね。だけど、I don't have a driver's license, so I don't know the details of renting a car. But それをやったのはヤコだったんだよね、手配したのは。だから、I think I made a mistake and rented a huge truck, right? And その車が来た時に、ヤンがさ、マジでこれ運転しなきゃいけないのみたいな感じになって、すごいもうね、怖い怖いって言いながら、まあそれなりの距離はあったから、It was scary.
yeah.
だけどみんなやるんだね、そうやってね、アメリカではね。
Well, it's not as scary here because everything is a little bit bigger.
No, that's true.
Including the roads.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because I would be scared in Japan as well.
いやもう本当ね、トラックがギリギリしか通らない狭い道とかさ。
そういう怖い怖い怖い怖い。Where you're like, oh my god, the mirrors are gonna like rip off.
もうね、うちミラーガリってやっちゃってるからね。ね、そのアメリカだと大体の人はじゃあ自分でやるっていうことなのかな、引っ越しの場合は。準備から。
I think so, especially if you're, you know, young and able. I think you don't move as much though when you're older.
そうだね。でもアメリカはやっぱ日本の人たちよりよく動くなっていう印象はあるけどね。
I agree because like a lot of the people that I know, like none of them ever move. They never move. I think you might be my only friend that I know of that has actually moved.
Really? 日本で？
Well, yeah, because like none of my family members have moved.
まあ、ちゃんと自分の家の土地とか持ってるからだと思うよ。
Maybe. I mean, I remember like when my cousins, you know, they got married and they got their first home, like that, but they moved out of like their parents' house, you know, which I don't really count as quite as moving because it's not like you're moving a household at that point. You're just like moving your clothes out. But yeah, like nobody else that I know of. Because like your parents haven't moved since they've been to Japan, have they?
Oh, we moved once. We first lived in Tokyo, Nerima の方に住んでて, but that was less than 1 year.
Yeah.
It was the company's condo.
Ah, hi, hi. So it was temporary housing,
yes, yes,
basically.
Yes, temporary だって。で、その後、千葉に引っ越してきてからもうずーっとだよね。And they have never moved, 確かに。
I mean, I can't even count how many apartments I've had.
やっこですら知ってるもんね。ちーちゃんの何箇所か。
Yeah. And so I've always moved myself, in terms of just like it's always just been me and my stuff, from apartment to apartment. So it's been pretty simple. This is the first time I have moved a household with lots and lots of stuff. That includes kid stuff and two cats and, you know, and two adults. And holy, yeah, it's been a lot of work.
いわゆる家族引っ越しみたいなの初めてなんだね、じゃあちーちゃんにとって。
Yeah.So it was a pretty massive undertaking.
なるほど。実はさ、ヤッコ、なんで最初にちーちゃんどのくらい準備かかったかって聞いたかっていうと、ヤッコ、I was really busy during the time when I had to prepare for my move, and I only had 1 day to pack.
Oh my god!
そう。だからね、and I was alone. I had no helpers.
Oh no!
No one to help me. it was stressful, it was exhausting, and I was on a time limit. And so I was in a pretty bad mood.
Yeah.
So, もう物投げてたからね。こう箱に詰めるの。
I guess it's like rip off the band-aid, then you're done, right?
そんな感じ。そう、まさにそう。
Yeah. Oh, that's brutal though. That sounds horrible.
そうよ。だからゴミも全部一緒に持ってきてんの。 最悪でしょ?
Yeah, we're definitely doing a lot of purging post-move.
あ、やってんだ。
Yeah. We didn't spend as much time pre-move. Probably because we don't know what we need in the new house until we get here, right? And then you kind of are like, okay, this doesn't fit. There's no space for this. We don't need this anymore. So part of it's because we didn't really know what we would need and not need. And we did actually do a fair amount of purging over the years. So... It really was just gonna be things that were dependent on how the house functioned.
はいはいはい。まあ、そうだよね。Well,
there were several boxes of stuff that came out of the attic of our garage, which I had completely forgotten about. But these were the things that were duplicates when John and I moved in together.
ああ、なるほど。
So there was like an extra set of plates, an extra set of kitchenware, an extra set of like all the, you know, anything that we had two of,
はいはいはい。
We had put it away just, you know, because we were just moving in together. You never know if it's going to work out. And so I think we just packed it away. And I was just like out of sight, out of mind, completely forgotten about it. It's been like, I don't know, 6-7 years. So yeah, there was a little bit more stuff than I thought.
じゃあ、例えば、ちーちゃんが今回の引っ越しで初めて家族で家族単位の荷物をまとめて引っ越したっていうことだけど、いや、これが一番困ったなっていうことってなんかある?
You know, I've learned over the years, how to pack in a way where I always have access to the things that I need.
それ知りたいよ、それ。逆に困ったことじゃなくて、ティップを知りたいね。ちーちゃんの引っ越しの経験から。Yeah,
there's always your core clothes, your core toiletries, and then your core tools. So I always have a box that has packing tape, masking tape, our marker so I can write down what's in the box, scissors, you know, just your basic things that you're going to need as you're packing. That's where I put in my my work gloves. And so it's in a special box and I always know where that is when I'm packing as well as when I'm unpacking. It's just like a toolbox, you know, like it's just helpful to have those kinds of things.
はいはいはい.
I think also even learning how to pack, where it's like you got to put your small, you know, you got to fill your small boxes with like books and your big boxes with pillows, right? Learning how to pack that way and labeling things based on like where it needs to go so people can help you move and put it in the right room. Yeah, this time I actually packed and unpacked as I went. We only had a handful of boxes that we just kept reusing.
そう、そこがね、まあ、日本の場合はみんなだいたい人にやってもらえるけど、ちーちゃんはさ、日本に住んでた時のアパートってさ、何にもなかったもんね。No,
I didn't have very much. I loved that apartment.
あのアパート ちーちゃんはものすごく綺麗に使ってたからさ。
I love that apartment. I mean, I had everything I needed. I had a bed, I had a table, I had a desk.
That was it.
A TV stand. Yeah, I guess that was it though. I had a chair. You know what I've realized is like, hobbies take up a lot of stuff. Like you need stuff for hobbies.
I know.
And there's certain hobbies that produce stuff. Like if you had a hobby of, let's say, pottery, then you make a bunch of pots and then you have a whole bunch of pots.
そうなのよ。
音楽は, like you make music, but it doesn't take up space necessarily except for your 楽器とか, your tools.
Like we have a drum set. We have a couple of guitars and a couple of basses. We have drawings that Jan has painted. 作ったものがいっぱい置いてあるけど、 I have a question for you. ちーちゃんとジョンの場合はさ、ジョンって結構物コレクトするじゃない? で、それをちーちゃんは処分したりする?
I don't get rid of his, I don't purge his things, but I encourage him to purge his own things.
あ、なるほど。あ、でもencourageはするんだ。
Definitely.
なるほど。どういうふうにencourageするの? I need to know how to do this.
Honestly, I think it's partly by example. When I did a massive purge of my clothes and got rid of probably 2/3 of my clothes, shortly after he purged his clothes.
なるほど。
Yeah, and he's pretty good at purging. So like when I was purging a lot of my books, but he also had a lot of books as well. So, you know, I asked him to, you know, can you go through the books? Because I'm going to be going to take all of these books to the bookstore to sell them. So he went through and got rid of the things that he didn't want. So it's sort of like I'm asking him to do it as I'm doing it, but I don't like go through his stuff necessarily.
なるほど。まあ、それはすごくいいポイントかもしれない。まず自分もやるから一緒にやろうぜみたいな感じなんだね。
はいはいはい。
はいはいはい。Yeah. ああ、お勉強になりました。
And the other thing I guess I do is I'll make a box for him. So I'll have a file box that I'll fill up with his stuff. And I'll be like, can you go through all this? And
なるほど。
Either like throw away what needs to be thrown away. Let me know what you need to keep so then I can find more of a permanent home for it. So we're definitely going through that now as we're settling into our new house.
Where
I have like miscellaneous stuff and I'm like, can you go through this and figure out what you want to keep and then I'll find a place to put it in our house. But I give him small box, like one box at a time.
なるほど。あ、でもそうだよね。もう一つ一つの箱をちょっとずつやっていかないといけないんだよね。It just seems like massive work to go through the boxes, so I think I just need to do them one by one.
That's the only way!
なんかこの話してたらすごいさ、またパニックになってきたよ。やっていくようにします。
Yeah, definitely moving has, now, you know, now that we've moved and we're in our new house, we're definitely going through another big purge of things that we don't need in our new home. And that's been really great in terms of just being able to let go of more stuff and keep things clean and tidy. And
そうだよね。
That feels really good.
そうよ。そう、なんかやっこさ、今年パージングやるとか言ってたんだよ。New Year's Resolution で。
Oh, yeah!
ちょっとね、大失敗かも。また来年のになっちゃうかもしれません。
Oh, no, you still have like 5 weeks left.
Yes, yes, yes. そうね。ありがとう、ポジティブな。
You still have some time to make some
yes,
progress.
Okay, わかった。
頑張ってください。
はい、頑張ります。
Well, I imagine that all of y'all has moved in your lives and different places require different moving strategies. If you have any thoughts, tips you'd like to share based on your location, let us know on Instagram and Facebook.
そうですね。引っ越しの準備ということで今日話してきましたけれども、結構まあ、いろんな側面があると思うんですね。引っ越し方から、パッキングから。まあ、皆さんの苦労話だったり、面白い話だったり、コツだったり、いろいろあるかと思いますので、ぜひ Facebook やインスタでもシェアしていただけると嬉しいです。
Well, thanks again for tuning in. We look forward to talking with you all next week.
はい、今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。それではまた来週。バイバイ。
バイバイ。Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and don't forget to subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we greatly appreciate your raving review. For more Lost in Japan English, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And if you have a topic you'd like us to cover or a question, hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening and we look forward to seeing you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか?面白いと感じていただけたら、ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方は星をつけていただいたり、レビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねを押して応援をお願いいたします。取り上げてほしいテーマやご質問などありましたら、ぜひぜひお便りください。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。